the episode 237 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Mini episode number 237. And we've got more of a full house here as we get going in this segment. Rick Morris, Anthony Petrone, and Matt Petrone from the Unheard Scene music podcast that we enjoy so much. Bob Glassman now with us here for the starter segment. John Adams. Everybody I mentioned thus far was in for the Pantheon 6 previously, last June. This is Pantheon 7 here today, celebrating the 6th anniversary of the lounge. And Chris Galloway, original FDH Lounge dignitary. How fitting to have him to celebrate the 6th anniversary of the FDH Lounge, the show where nothing is off topic. In our 5th sports segment here for today, best college sports facility. And this one really kind of runs the gamut here. We have our first tie, gentlemen. We're going to be breaking this tie on the air as we go along today. First, we'll run through the ones that only have one vote apiece. Good friend Lloyd Carroll from the Queens Chronicle, a little provincial in his vote, I'm afraid. Bakersfield at Columbia was his vote. One vote for, speaking of provincial, good friend that a number of us have broadcast with in the past, Ben Chu, a current FDH Lounge dignitary in good standing, who now is based out of Portland, voting for the University of Oregon.
He didn't vote for Barcelona Stadium.
And he did not. That is one of the most infamous votes in the history of the lounge. Last time, greatest undervalued vacation spot, under-the-radar vacation spot, Barcelona, Spain. And, Chris, we had talked about this, about how some votes should be thrown out. If you've hosted a Summer Olympics, how exactly are you under the radar?
You're not.
Yeah. Good old Ben. One vote for, Chris, you voted for the big house in this one, the sole vote for the big house, as it were.
I don't understand how that only got one vote, other than just Ohio biases of your panel.
One vote for Ohio State as a whole from the scout Ken Becks. We're going to come back to that later on why it's important that he wasn't a little bit more narrow on this. It's the reason we have a tie at the moment. John, you voted for Texas A&M. So, to speak on it, I know you've been there for one of the games, right?
Yeah, it's one of the few places I've been, so I thought it was only right to speak to it.
Okay.
Although I've been to both Ann Arbor and Columbus and some other college cities, towns, but yeah, it was fun. They actually lost to Oklahoma. It was 06.
Okay.
It was fun.
If memory serves, have you been to the Pit in Albuquerque?
I've been to Albuquerque several times, but not to the Pit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I knew you'd been there. Okay. you've been there for filming a zombie movie, but not to go to the Pit, correct?
That's correct, yes. And it's the stink of flesh.
Yeah.
If you're looking, you have to look long and hard, although I have a copy, one of a few out there.
In other words, go to John Adams' IMDb page, folks. Texas A&M was your vote. Two votes here from the Petrone brothers, a little bit different.
I love your tequila, by the way.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
I have to say, fellow original dignitary Tim Faust, the last time we were here, when he heard that the Petrone brothers were coming, he said, "Is that a nickname or is that their actual name?" I said, "Tim, you'll understand when you meet these guys. If it was a nickname, if we were doing it based on the classiness of the alcohol, they'd be the Smirnoff brothers, not the Petrone brothers."
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I think you meant Popoff. Because these guys look charcoal filtered to me.
Yeah. Well, these ones here are a treat. Anthony voting for Infocision Stadium in Akron, and Matt simply voting for Akron University.
You got to give. This is where
you're going to want to give context.
Akron being a small town, people don't think of it. That is a brand new stadium. It is a beautiful facility.
Thank
nice
you.
Place.
Thank you
and
very
I
much.
And I got to say, my brother here made the pads along
the wall.
Thank
you very much.
So it is a nice stadium in and out. They spent a lot of money. Akron U did their very due diligence with a horrible football team to build a good stadium.
I will tell you, I actually gave that facility a few minutes of thought. Having been there twice now for two different games, It is a beautiful facility.
I have to say, too, and you're going to really appreciate this, Chris. Our friends in the 21st Century Media Alliance from Royalty Tours USA, the fellows who travel watching an average of one sporting event per day, Gary Herman and Mike Casiano, they were coming through town. I caught a University of Akron football game with them back in October. They were doing the doubleheader because Kent was playing late afternoon, so they wanted to catch two games in one day. It was the day after Ohio University beat that ass, and I was wearing my Ohio cap in the stands just to be an ass to people. So I knew you would appreciate that.
Yes. This category raises a great question, which is best college facility. Are you ranking it? Are people voting and ranking it based on the nuts and bolts and wood on the bleachers and the quality of access to bathrooms and vending? Or is it are people voting based on the game day experience? And those are two very different things. The Akron Infosystem Stadium would fail based on game day experience, but in terms of facility.
That's the way I voted. That's the way I voted. It was on the facility because, like Anthony said, Akron doesn't have the greatest of football teams.
Well, and I
the
suspect
the fans don't always turn out for the football games. But I am a little biased on that one because I did make the Cubs. But
yeah,
I suspect a lot of these votes were probably a combination thereof. How big is it? How loud is it on game day? My guessing that's probably the criteria a lot of folks used is a sort of a hybrid. Of the two, the actual facility and the game day experience.
You did a very good thing there, actually, Chris, in mentioning the criteria, because we're going to segue to something that has completely different criteria. Jeff Briscoe, a friend that I mentioned previously from the Sports Train show down in Florida, good friend of ours, he's the guy who spelled out his reasoning in detail on a lot of these. He voted for Neyland Stadium on the next one, which I really appreciate as well. Here's what he said. Having been on the field, the look, tradition, and even the orange color of Neyland Stadium is second to none for me. Feels like 1935 in that building. No fan of Peyton Manning, but got to give it to the Vols. So it's very interesting. We have somebody that spelled out criteria there that's exactly different than what these guys are talking about with Akron.
I can back that up. As you know, a few years ago, I went to watch Ohio almost beat the Vols in Neyland Stadium, and it is a beautiful stadium. It is a fantastic place to see a game. Our seats were actually right down by the pretty close to the field,
right?
And it was the atmosphere was great, the facility was great. I mean, it really was a fantastic place,
right? And I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. Like when I'm out in Vegas, I no longer like to stay at the Imperial Palace, but I like to gamble there. I like the old school stuff. You look around. Hey, for all you know, it might be 1957 when you're looking around. I kind of like that a little bit. I had a little bit of that experience the only time I was ever at Wrigley Field. This is great. I feel like I don't know what decade I'm in. Then I saw a Cubs.com sign. I was like, okay, that just kind of blew the moment for me there. All right, it is past 2000 now. You know, I know I'm out of this 1950s thought here or whenever it might have been. But, yeah, Neyland Stadium, Wrigley Field, places like that really are classic. Wrigley Field, by the way, winning for best sports facility previously in a lounge category. One vote for Michi Stadium, West Point, New York, for Army. That's a good vote. Tim Faust, original FDH Lounge dignitary, casting that one. Another original dignitary, Nate Noy, going with Rupp Arena at Kentucky. Gotta like that one. And Raymond Smalley, no surprise for anyone who knows him, going with Tiger Stadium at LSU, of course. Kind of saw that one coming. So those are all the ones that got only one vote. We now move to the ones that had two votes. And Mr. Glassman, we come to the Dean Dome. You were one of two folks to vote for the Dean Dome. And something that, with the tie that's upcoming, could still win this thing here, possibly. It's only one vote back of the leader at this point. So, have you ever been to a game there?
No, my vote was based on the facility. I went to North Carolina, the university, for business purposes. It was off-season. Walked in the basketball arena and just was amazed. I think it's got to do with the North Carolina blue as much as anything. It's just a beautiful facility in a beautiful part of the country. Was able to take myself away from the game day experience, and that set it out for me more so than any other.
And you have, Chris. I know you've been there.
I've been to many games. I did some summer classes there during college. My father's an alum, and I've been to many games at the Dean Dome. It is a beautiful facility. And Chapel Hill, if there was ever a topic of best college town, would certainly be for a vote in terms of most, if not at least most scenic and beautiful college town in America. There's no doubt. Dean Dome is definitely a great building.
An And having been to Austin in the last year, if we ever do that one, I'll definitely have to nominate Austin as a finalist as well. Having been there, that is a great college town as well. Others that had two votes, two votes here for Hinkle Fieldhouse at Butler, and that is a very interesting one, again, for anyone going off of the movies. Certainly that is famous for those purposes when you're talking about Indiana basketball. Now we come to our tie in the category here. And, again, those of us sitting here are going to break this tie. We're free to vote for whoever we want to on this next ballot here, except for anyone that we've already cast ballots for. You can only cast one ballot per entity in a category. There are three votes apiece for, unsurprisingly, the Horseshoe. That placed very well. And three votes for Cameron Indoor Stadium, interestingly, as we're talking about that the Dean Dome making a run at this one here with two votes. Cameron Indoor gets three, largely, I would guess, based on the atmospherics of it. So I guess at this point we can just go around and cast what our next vote would be on this one here. I'll start. I'll cast a second vote
before
for
you. Before you do that, let's have a discussion about what are the people that run this table going to use as their parameters for this vote.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we can build a consensus on, are we voting based on atmosphere? Are we voting on historical value? Are we voting on current quality of facility? Certainly the Dean Dome vote, the Akron Infocision vote, were based, I think, in large part on the facility itself, the nuts and bolts and the concrete. Or are we voting on some hybrid of those three criteria? I mean, where are we at in terms of our heads?
Interesting. I like where your head's at on that. We've always just done anarchy previously where we just do whatever. But, yeah, I mean, if we want to have any kind of discussion to shape this thing before we do.
My next vote would probably – I can't really do it because I would do both – I would put both sides of it into it, but I can't vote for it because of the way I made my last vote. I said Akron all as a whole.
Okay.
Now my next vote, I would say the soccer stadium.
Oh, that's part of it, yeah. Okay.
You have a nice field there. You have a nice facility, and then you get the crowd into it. I've never seen a crowd, well, I'm a soccer player, but it's not a very popular sport, but they really get into the games there when you get the crowd going.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, these are all good criteria to have. I guess, I mean, I voted for the Horseshoe. I've been to more games there than anything else that's on this list as far as any other ones that got votes. Again, the history of it and everything like that. I mean, my next one, spoiler alert, I'm probably going to cast a second ballot vote for Neyland Stadium just in terms of a lot of the similarities on this. Does anyone else have some thoughts on what they think should be good criteria for this before we jump into it?
Well, I was going to say, I was going to use Neyland Stadium as my argument against the Horseshoe.
Okay.
And to tell you that those are the reason I wouldn't vote for the Horseshoe is because Neyland Stadium and the Horseshoe are very similar in terms of their atmosphere, size, scope, and everything else.
Okay.
History, I mean, so that was always going to be my argument against all the Ohio State guys on the Horseshoe, which was, well, why not just vote for Neyland Stadium? I mean, you know, mm-hmm. the same animal, which is a different color.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I would say one criteria that I would have would be where the fans can have the greatest impact, where the sound is the greatest.
Hmm.
And I never thought the Horseshoe was that. Maybe it's the fans, maybe it's the way it's built, but I never thought they could affect the game like people could at other stadiums and arenas.
And I would just say, just to answer my own question, the reason I cast my ballot originally for the Big House was because of historical value, game day atmosphere in terms of on the field, how loud it is, 1,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they've done a lot of new renovations in the last couple of years, where they've modernized a lot of facilities. And so I took into consideration all three of those. When
okay.
I was trying to make a decision on the best sports, college sports facility, history, game day atmosphere, and the actual building itself in terms of its, would be it its architecture, design, or, you know, modern accoutrement.
Okay.
Whatever. So I actually, that was why I ended up voting for the Big House.
Okay.
Just to give a little background and answer my own question.
All right. Well, I'm going to cast a second one. Like I said, on my second ballot, I'll go for Neyland. That'll bump it to two votes overall. We'll just go around the table and see if there's any more preferences here. Anthony, you got a second ballot choice?
Well, after getting so much comment for my first vote, I'm going to have to go with the Shoe. I mean, I went down there for an Ohio State-Akron game, and I just felt that it was, you know, the game day experience, even the facilities, you know. There was, I guess it was easy to say because there was a bathroom right at the top of our section that every time I needed to go, it was right there.
That's always a necessity
but
for you, Anthony.
You know, but, you know, it's just seemed to me like it was a great facility just all around.
And okay.
Even if you cut the game day experience out, the loudness, the level like you and Bob were talking about, it's still a great facility.
Let me just speak on the loudness here. As somebody who's been to games there before and after the renovations, when they corporatized it by putting in the deck for all the fat cats in there, having sat in areas that were replaced by that, say underneath a level above, I was there for the Notre Dame game back in 95. And that's one of the loudest things I can ever remember in my life ever being at. So I think if you look at how it had been previously, I think there was some of this that was sacrificed for basically modern commerce. But I think it was louder in the past and capable of being than it is now. Matt, you still abstaining on the second one here?
Yeah, I'm going to have to excuse myself from the second vote because I don't know. I took myself out of the soccer stadium at Akron, and I don't know much about the other stadiums that have been mentioned or any others. So
okay.
I'm going to excuse myself from the second vote.
All right, the shoe is now in the lead as we go around the table here. Bob, you got a choice on the second ballot?
No, I'm going to play the straight guy for a change and not be goofy, but for the people who aren't, because it's mostly Cleveland, Ohio-based people here, I'm going to go for Cameron Indoor.
Okay.
The people who line up for seats. I've never been there, don't care for Duke, but I appreciate everything that goes along with.
I have a procedural question.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
How are you tallying votes? Are you taking the original votes and now adding votes?
Yes.
Or are you starting fresh?
We've always traditionally just added it to the original ones here. So, like, Nealon now has two. The Horseshoe has four. Cameron Indoor has four. That's how we've done it previously. Largely because probably we set the precedent on the first one here and maybe hadn't completely thought this thing through. And more
see,
or less
I just assumed that there would have just been everybody goes back to zero and there's a fierce debate across the table. And then a consensus is built and then a decision is made.
We're moving off of it's more or less an ad lib sort of process, I think, that started in the first one. And, you know, again, amending the procedure going forward from here may be something we look at, particularly since we have ties yet to come later. Johnny, any sense between the ones here?
You know, without firsthand knowledge, I'll abstain, but I have to remind folks that on Friday nights before the game at Texas A&M, they actually have yell practice.
Okay.
So you go and learn the cheers for the next day. So
okay.
I think that's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm going to have to abstain here.
Okay. Chris?
What's our standings?
4-4, and yet I love this. I love this. A Carolina guy who also hates Ohio State has the chance to swing at either Duke or Ohio State.
So I'm going to send this into another round and make you guys not abstain by voting for the Rose Bowl.
Okay. I was thinking they needed to get one. I'm glad they did get one. All right.
So now you can't vote for your precious little horseshoe again.
All right.
Neither can you. And so now let's get down to the brass tacks of what really is
all
the
right.
best college sporting facility in
all
America.
All right. Now it's either or going around the table, and we've never pushed it to a fourth ballot before. Previously, when we had the ability to just patch in a phone call, we would just get a Nate Noy or somebody on the line, and they would be it. If anybody abstains in this round, then they're going to have to be the tiebreaker, the sole tiebreaker in the next round here. So as I'm looking around the table here.
Rick, why don't you go through just, especially for our abstainers, just maybe review all the ones that have votes and what have been discussed in the past so
okay.
they don't forget. We have Butler.
I've been paying attention. I've been paying attention.
And also for the folks at home.
Sure.
I mean, they'll forget.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. One apiece for Bakersfield at Columbia, University of Oregon, the Big House, Ohio State as a whole, Texas A&M, Infocision Stadium in Akron, Akron University, Rupp Arena, Tiger Stadium, as of the last round of balloting, Neyland Stadium had one. They now have two. The Rose Bowl has one. Others that have two, Dean Dome, Hinkle Fieldhouse at Butler. The ones that had three, and after the last round it was four, the Horseshoe, Cameron Indoor Stadium between them. So, again, I have cast a vote for the Horseshoe, so I can't, again, I either have to vote Cameron Indoor or I have to abstain in this round.
Wait a minute.
Have
you
to
can't
vote
you can't abstain.
Indoor.
You just told me I can't abstain. You can't abstain on this round.
You can't abstain any longer.
But
and
I can't,
you can't you don't
but
have
I can't,
to vote for Cameron.
I can't vote I can't cast another vote for the horseshoe. We've never done it that way previously.
You can't vote for the horseshoe nor can you vote for Nealon. So
right.
You can either go and choose something totally different. You could cast
well
a
now
for the Rose Bowl.
The
you
third round is zero sum, or the second round of tiebreakers is zero sum between the horseshoe and Cameron Indoor.
So those
We've
are now the
it.
Two?
Those are the two. So that's so the choice for me.
Well, no, you can't do that because you have people that have voted for both and they can't vote again, so they'd have to abstain. That doesn't work that way.
Well, how
you,
do
you can't
how do we look at this? Not, neither Anthony nor Matt has voted for either of the two.
His second vote was for Ohio State.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So he's in a similar vote.
You have to keep the same rules in effect for this round as you did for the last round, but you can ratchet it up by not allowing extensions any further.
Yeah.
And then simply you can't vote for one you voted for in a previous round.
Well, we have
and let's see what happens.
All right, we have an even number here.
Don't
all
forget,
right,
it took 22 ballots to make James Garfield the Republican nominee for president. So it you know it took 22 rounds of. You know, convention voting. So
all right.
It's okay.
All right. I guess I'm unilaterally changing on the air from how we've done it previously. I shouldn't be allowed to vote for the horseshoe again based on how we've done it previously, but for the path of least resistance here in terms of getting through this. All right. Everybody, it's either up or down on this. I'm going to go horseshoe. Anthony, what's your thing?
We can vote for anything?
Yeah. Horseshoe or Cameron Indoor, straight up.
Horseshoe.
Okay, Matt?
It's just between the two?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to go with horseshoe, I guess.
All right, we're halfway there.
Something different, but
Bob, you're about to render everything else possibly irrelevant, or maybe not. What's your vote?
Only those two. The Ohio State.
All right, so that's going to be the winner. All right, let's just find out the next two here, regardless. Johnny.
Cameron Indoor for the fan experience.
Okay.
Because I believe, from a fan experience standpoint, it's more impactful.
Okay. All right, Chris, this has got to be painful either way because you're a Carolina guy. But
I'm going to vote Cameron, and I'm going to protest this entire process.
Wait a minute. I was going to throw a totally different one in there, but you changed the rules and said I had to pick
it
between the two.
No, my argument was just should have been open, that they should not have been able to vote for ones they voted for previously.
That's
that
I was
not have been limited
that's
to
the way
two.
I thought it was.
That's what I was arguing until I was blue in the face, that you should not be limited to only two.
I was going
to
throw in a different one just because it's another stadium that I know and –
But then
my argument was Rick should
have
helped
any, but
the same rules to this round of voting as was applied to the others. I didn't understand why we suddenly now said, okay.
Well, because previously it had been that the second round of tiebreakers was zero sum among whoever the winners were.
Yeah.
Or, so
I'm still protesting it.
Okay. All right.
I think the poor way of handling it. Boo to the host.
We had some things called into question the last time.
He is correct, because my vote wouldn't help any at all.
And I was hoping we were going to vote again for Cameron, and we would have forced a 3-3 tie, and we would have then at least been able to move this thing forward.
But
we would have ended up having to come down to.
No, because then we would have been able to finally now make everyone here come to some sort of a consensus rather than our own personal biases based on the teams that we love.
This isn't a jury room where at the end of the day it's going to be 12-0 on something on whether the dude knifed
or not. I believe that this is someone who's getting – this is something that's going to earn the Dundee Award and go into the Pantheon.
Yeah.
So I am taking it seriously like it is a 12 angry men situation.
And
I believe that we just sort of copped out and went horseshoe.
Well,
perhaps the issue, too, is to develop criteria for you know, and maybe we do need to narrow down in terms of, you know, fan experience, facility,
very
concessions.
Interesting.
All right, that's next year's vote.
It's just
going to be which one has the best
far.
Fan
yeah,
experience.
I've tried to be very libertarian on allowing people to, you know, apply whatever criteria on this, and once in a while you will get things like Albert Bell for best baseball player, right, Bob? So that's what happens here, but again, yeah, perhaps not a real clean process, I guess, but that's what happens when we're basically having to get through this in real time here. The horseshoe, Ohio Stadium in Columbus, gets the Dundee Award for the best college sports facility inducted into the FBH Lounge Pantheon.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.